You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it's time for a trending report. What the what? The Nuggets lost at home last night to Milwaukee. They can't do that.
That's not supposed to happen.
Nuggets host Cleveland tomorrow night at Ball Arena.
Nice.
The Avalanche are still waiting out their COVID delay. For now, their next game is scheduled for this Sunday in Vegas against the Golden Knights. What do Golden Knights have to do with Las Vegas? Is it because it's K-N-I-G-H-T-S? I can see Golden Knights as in day and night.
And then like a
Vegas?
Golden Nugget type thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Never mind, let's move on. The story this morning was irking me. The executive director for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, those are the people responsible for unemployment, you know, applications and payments.
Mm-hmm.
The executive director said, quote, "We're now in the fraud business," end quote. He said it is now a constant battle against scam artists and identity thieves filing fraudulent unemployment claims. Get a load of this, Jeremy. More fraudulent claims are filed than legitimate claims. Since the beginning of last year, more than 1 million of them in Colorado for almost $100 million. Those are, I will point out, our tax dollars, by the way. So you're paying for that. We're all paying for that.
Yeah.
They say it's become a fraud business. They are inundated with people just submitting fraudulent, fake, bogus claims.
My parents were involved with this a couple weeks ago because they had to unlock their credit to do something, and it was immediately scooped up, and people started filing stuff under their names and social.
Holy
and so they had to
crap.
Get on the line with the state. And they're like, yeah, we're getting a lot of this right now. Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
$100 million, and that's just in 1 year.
That's insane. I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
I don't like this.
What else is going on?
You teased this a little bit earlier this morning, so we got to talk about it. It's National Pizza Day. And of course, they went out and surveyed people about pizza. 6,000 people, to be exact. And basically, 97% of people love pizza. And 3% of people said, nah, I'd never eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these monsters, Dom?
Yeah, and there were, I dug a little deeper, there's 2% who go so far as to say they, quote, hate pizza.
Monsters. Monsters.
What pizza must have really harmed you and scarred you
right.
as a young person?
There was a pizza incident.
Right, so that you hate it.
Did you have a pizza fall on you as a child and it burned you or something? Or there
I
has
can
to
see
be
if
something.
You say, hey, you know, I can't, you know, I'm gluten intolerant or whatever.
Right, right. We get that.
I can see that, but to say you hate it.
Maybe you bit into a slice and you pulled out like a Band-Aid or something at one time, like that was baked into it. Anyway, there's more monsters in this story because according to the poll, the most popular type of pizza is thin crust. What?
Yeah.
Yuck.
I can't get on board with that.
Me either. I hate the thin
But
crust.
It's been on a roll the last few years. It keeps gathering steam.
It is not satisfying at all.
I agree. It's like eating on a Ritz cracker
or
something.
Like a tortilla or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If I wanted a quesadilla, I would just order a quesadilla.
Thank you very much.
Give me a damn pizza.
But
I'm also
crust.
Not a thick crust. I'm a regular
crust. Well, regular, guy. But yeah, I don't like the pan pizzas. Those are too much crust.
Too much. OD. They overdough.
I'll tell you what I've been on a little kick with is bacon on my pizza. I'll do bacon, black olive, and banana peppers, and that is a strong trio right there.
I have to tell you a story about pizza. And
tell
see
me
what
now.
You think of this.
I'm all ears.
So, for the first time in a while, we ordered pizza on Friday. And we got two of them because, I don't know, Zoe is,
you know.
I don't even want to talk about a teenage girl pizza. I mean,
was there spinach and stuff
pizza.
On it?
I'll tell you what, she needs to get her pizza act together.
Feta and spinach.
Anyway, somehow the order got screwed up. And so what I had wanted was pepperoni, black olive, green olive.
Awesome.
I don't know how you feel about
all that. That's awesome. Fantastic.
But instead of a red sauce, what they put on it underneath was, and we're trying to look at how they wrote it on there, ranch sandwich
what?
Dressing or something.
Ranch?
So it was a little thin layer of ranch underneath the cheese and the pepperoni.
Instead of the marinara?
Instead of marinara.
I'd eat that. Was it tasty?
Okay. It is really tasty at first. It's one of those things that after you have a little bit, you're like, oh, that's enough. Now, I know a lot of people take pizza and they run it through ranch dressing anyway.
Yeah.
But this is ranch as a...
as the base, basically.
As like a base, like a topping.
I would almost do the marinara and ranch as a base. Maybe you need the mixture of it. I don't know.
Maybe.
I can see where that would be good for like the first one or two slices, and then you're like, nah.
The funny thing is we're trying to figure out how they even got that from our order, because we didn't... Somebody must have called it in, and it got mixed over on...
Somebody's
and I didn't
first
know that was
day.
A possibility.
Somebody's first day.
Why don't you ask next time you order pizza? See if they'll give you a little ranch.
Maybe half. Can you do half ranch, half marinara? Then you're getting to be really high maintenance, I guess.
You're really a pain in the butt for the pizza makers.
All right, I always feel bad when you have to do the half toppings, too. They're like, really?
I know.
Just commit. Today's
and
also...
I want to know why, when the pizza arrived, the pepperonis and the black olives were all pretty much evenly distributed.
Yeah.
But the green olives were so scattershot that, like, there were a few over on this side and then a ton of them over here. And then,
well,
you ever get that?
Yeah, but I think that's because the driver eats a few of them on the way over. You're probably missing a few. Today is also National Toothache Day, and I'm telling you that because you need to brush your teeth, first of all. Wicked bad halitosis, people. But second, it says the pandemic hasn't been great on our teeth. 31% of people say they've been having more sweets since this whole thing started. We're eating the candy, the cakes, the soda. And almost 30% of us have skipped going to the dentist just because you don't want somebody in your mouth and you don't want those particles. My kids have to go to the dentist this week, and it's so funny watching them because I can remember being this way as a kid. You are in full-on panic mode as a kid the week that you have to go to the dentist because you're terrified of having a cavity and having mom and dad be disappointed in you.
Especially you and all the pressure you put on.
No joke. I still have no cavities. So the amount of dental hygiene that has been happening at my house this week has been fantastic with the kids.
I wonder if you've overdone it, though.
No, I don't think so. You know what else? Speaking of things that are hitting me in the face as far as expenses go today, I think this will be the trip to the dentist where we decide whether Reed has to have braces or not. I think it might be about that time.
I've heard you asking listeners what they paid.
It's not cheap.
A few thousand.
And his teeth are all great. It's one tooth that's ruining everything that's coming in kind of... jagged sideways.
You know, sometimes what they'll do is they'll just take a little ball peen hammer and they'll just
tap it back. I'm going to tell them that. It'll be fine. They'll just hit it with a hammer. Oh, God. What else is going on? Oh, let's go over these real quick before we run out of time. The new dating terms that have come out of the pandemic, some of these are pretty funny. Zumping. Oh, zumping. Getting dumped over Zoom.
Oh, naturally. Okay.
Lock blocking. You've been lock blocked. Canceling or rescheduling a date because of new lockdown rules. Sorry. We can't go out. We've been lock blocked.
Okay.
Quarantineship. A relationship that started during quarantine and developed virtually. Smugsalation is when a new couple uses social media to flaunt how they're now spending all of their time together in person.
Seen them.
And then
unfollowed.
Yeah, no joke. And then FODA stands for fear of dating again. Happens to people who haven't been dating since the pandemic began.
That's funny.
I got the FODA. All right, let's go ahead and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. If you're a fan of that TV show, Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
You don't have to spell it every
time. It's a little thing I have to do, Dom. That's how you say it. The mansion that they get kicked out of at the beginning of the show is actually up for sale. It's 24,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, theater, wine cellar, billiards room, the whole nine. You got to see the pictures of it. It's on our Facebook. They want $15 million for this place. It's up in Canada. Check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.